on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings. 72 degrees under sunny skies. I'm Chris Miller.
I'm Manny Kimmel.
That's him. You can find us on FM 100.1, AM 1340. We're also on CN2. That's Comporium Channel 102, as well as Facebook Live. Today is Monday, July the 6th, Manny.
It is Monday, July the 6th. And, you know, if you have been somewhere outside of your county's reach, there have been some big decisions made here in the last week or so that we're going to be discussing throughout the course of this week. Watts Huckabee is here with us, a member of the York County Council. It all involves a decision that could end up, my words, not anybody else's, really seriously impacting economic development here in York County. County Council voted to approve the FELO, which is a fee in lieu of taxes agreement, with Octa Pharma, which has a I'll call it a poison pill in there, that will take any tax revenue from the city of Rock Hill and divert it over to the Rock Hill School District, although the county will get its full share. And this is unacceptable to the city of Rock Hill. They've already stated that in writing. So what's going to happen is really up in the air. So we thought we would bring some people in here to talk about this. And one of those is Councilman Watts Huckabee.
I appreciate you having me here this morning. Thank you. Early Monday morning.
This whole thing, I sometimes fail to understand how this could happen. We're dealing with a major, major economic development prospect. 1,500 new jobs, $1.5 billion worth of impact in terms of construction. Big jobs, paying $100,000 to $150,000, depending on what job you have over there. And not to mention the repercussions that could happen statewide, which with the Department of Commerce has thrown $65 million into this deal.
Yeah, there's so much we can talk about there.
Yeah.
You know, someone once told me that you can argue about politics, but you can have a discussion over process. And quite frankly, I think that has a lot to do with why we're on the mic today talking about this topic.
All right.
So with county council, we have three readings on a topic, especially a fee in lieu. You have three readings to approve it. So leading into the first reading, there was a sense that something might happen similar to this. I had no idea it would be this, but had a sense something might happen. So the first thing I did, given that the rumor was that the Rock Hill School District was asking for 10 years of the fee generated for the city of Rock Hill to be given to the school district. So the first thing I did was I reached out to a close contact I have with the city of Rock Hill and said, listen, assuming something could happen, why don't we think ahead and why don't we strategically think ahead of how we might could carve out a little bit of the money from the fee from all three of us. So from the school district, from Rock Hill, and from York County, let's carve some money out and let's define strategically what that money could be invested in. I said, I know the school district is interested in an ATC center, a new ATC center, sure, which is their responsibility, by the way, financially, not ours and not Rock Hill's. But nonetheless, maybe on this deal and every other deal moving forward, some money could be carved out, same percentage for all three of us, and it would go into a fund specifically for ATC, maybe for the county, it's parks and trails, maybe for Rock Hill, it's parks and trails. I don't know. But we all three decide what those priorities are, and we begin to set the money aside to fund those needs moving forward. Okay? So that was the first conversation I felt like that needed to take place on our end. Let's back up then. As this heated up, and we learned that the Rock Hill School District was asking for this. Now, I can't tell you exactly who made the first phone call, who made the second phone call, but nonetheless, the school district called for a special called meeting. And the majority of school board members, so I'm being told, did not agree to the special called meeting. The special called meeting was to discuss this topic of asking York County in our motion to take the money away from Rock Hill for 10 years. But there was not an agreement that meeting needed to take place, because what I'm being told is members of the school board did not agree with this conversation or this initiative.
So there was no formal request.
There
from
was
the
never,
school district.
There was never a formal request. And let's go back to what I said a minute ago about process. So I said this publicly at the council meeting last Monday night, and that is, you know, if if the school district is interested in taking tax dollars away from the city of Rock Hill for whatever reason, I mean, and I think this is another conversation for someone else to have, why the TIF is even a part of this conversation, the downtown TIF that Rock Hill and York County passed in 2020. The only council member that was part of that vote was Bump Riley. He voted against it, to his credit. I mean, to his credit, to making that decision, not that it's right or wrong. But there are extenuating circumstances that have nothing to do with this situation.
That's right.
So, yes, the school district, the superintendent, the board, somebody should have sent us a letter saying, we are requesting this formally. And then our response, quite frankly, should have been, well, have you had a conversation with the city of Rock Hill? Have you discussed this with them? You're just going to request taking tax dollars, $80 million of tax dollars away from the city of Rock Hill for the life of this fee agreement? And you're not having a conversation? And that goes back to when I joined county council in 2023. I mean, I could see as an outsider that the relationship between York County and Rock Hill needed to be repaired. And I could see the relationship between the school district and Rock Hill needed to be prepared. So why are we not having conversations about things like this, like adults do? You have a disagreement with your spouse, don't you eventually talk about it? I hope you do, because you may end up divorced like 60% of other Americans. So there's no real secret to the solution here. It's called conversation. It's called collaborating. We're all strategic partners here in this community. And one way or another, with the leadership we have in place, our new leadership, we have got to learn to work together strategically for the common good and the common goal of York County. If the school district wants an ATC center, and I realize financially they've been through hell with their budget, and this year, due to the work, I believe, of some council member and some board members for the Rock Hill School District, they've gotten their finances, it appears, to be under control. So they're on the right path. But it's not my opinion. I'm not on the Rock Hill City Council. I'm on County Council. I'm one of seven members. But I do not believe, and I voted against it, that it's not Rock Hill's responsibility to, in a way, bail out or help push the school district budget forward to do some things they need to do that they should have been doing all along. They should have been making difficult decisions just like we've had to make in our budgets over the last 2 years. Well, they're going to have to make some difficult decisions to get to where they want to be in delivering education to the students of Rock Hill.
And meanwhile, back at the ranch, we're looking at the possibility of losing a major, major economic development project.
You know, Manny, I think it's much greater than this project. Octopharma is the type of employer you want here. 1,200 new jobs, 300 jobs going to transfer from Charlotte down to Rock Hill. Headquarters is moving here. You'll have ancillary businesses come to York County as
thousands
a result
of,
they say a couple thousand of good paying jobs. But then look at the rest of this park. What else could come? Forget about Novant. Novant's a not-for-profit. I realize that some people are sore over that. They're not going to create tax revenue. They're coming to York County anyway. But the problem is that you go back to the Costco conversation. I won't get off on a tangent here, but Costco, an individual owned the land. The individual went to Costco, had a relationship with, or developed a relationship with Costco, brought them into York County. We didn't go looking for another warehouse and distribution facility. But let's face it, if you're going to bring a warehouse and distribution facility to York County, Costco might be the one you'd want to bring, right?
Big.
Yeah. So if we had not supported that one, which something similar to what's happening now happened then that could have derailed that project, then Costco wouldn't have been there, but maybe that gentleman that owned that land who bought it to develop, maybe he would have put 3, 5, 10 distribution facilities on there and creating virtually no tax revenue and people that wouldn't be giving back to the community of York County.
Right.
So what you're saying is that, I think this is the dangerous part of this. I looked the next day. We had over 1,000 people that had watched our meeting the night before. Mm. I watched it the next morning about 7:45. I turned it on. Over 1,000 people have watched. That's a lot of people to watch a council meeting.
Well, in one night, especially.
In one night. And you know who was watching? Because I have friends at Commerce. Commerce was watching. So Commerce was involved, and the Ports Authority was involved with Costco. And we threw a monkey wrench into the process. And now 5 members of county council have thrown a monkey wrench into this process with Octopharma. So the state of South Carolina is committing $65 million to Octopharma. We're committing to a fee agreement. What message is this sending the state of South Carolina and Commerce? Are we saying we don't want economic development projects here? And if they come here, you can't really anticipate what decision we're going to make to maybe make the process more difficult?
And here's another thing to remember. Right now, that piece of property out there, the Palmetto Research Park, is producing zero tax dollars for anybody.
That's right.
So whatever goes in there, everybody's going to get some more. So why can't we work this process out, as you say, through discussion and agreement, and realize we're all going to gain from this project?
Right.
Not to mention the partnerships that'll be developed, you know, with Winthrop University and New York Technical College and Clinton. You know, the list goes on and on.
Right. Well, I don't know if you've had a chance to read the resolution that Rock Hill released after their city council meeting at second reading, but the resolution basically says that if Rock Hill does not get every penny of revenue that they're expected to get, the deal is off.
That's right.
So on Monday, July 13th, we have our council meeting. And if council decides to push this point to say whatever deviates and they end up with less money, the deal's done.
It's cooked.
It's baked. So guess what? School district projected in the fifth year right now, not the amendment that was made, but you were expected to get $5 million a year just in the fifth year. And why the fifth year? Because 1 through 5, you got to build the facility.
That's exactly right.
Right? It takes time before the tax dollars start coming in. Yes. And guess what? What did the school district do to earn $5 million off of our work?
Nothing.
Every fee deal that comes into York County, they pick up 62% of the revenue from it. If it's in Rock Hill, South Carolina gets about 24%. We, York County, get 14% of this revenue.
Right.
Tell you, that's a conversation for another day. I'm not going to dig into that. How we got to the point, I am all about education. I support financially the Rock Hill School District. I'm not saying anything negative about it, but the way we divvy up taxes in this county, at some point, is going to have to be reassessed. York County cannot continue to deliver what it needs to deliver to the citizens of York County and the future growth of York County by the growth of the mill, the appreciation of the mill. We cannot do it just on that. No different than the school district or the city of Rock Hill.
And, of course, the bigger question is the state of South Carolina's taxation system.
Yes.
If it was much different than what it is, we wouldn't have to worry about filos. All right.
And we'll continue our discussion with County Councilman Watts Huckabee.
All right, Watts. We've got about 2 or 3 minutes left before we hit the top of the hour. What's the next step on this? What's going to happen?
I think, quite frankly, if the school district would like some of Rock Hill's revenue, then I think a conversation needs to take place between two peers, or maybe four people that are peers, peer-to-peer. Have a conversation about this. Call Rock Hill, South Carolina, and have a conversation with them about this. I think if the superintendent and the school board doesn't support what's happened, because this is a black eye for them, quite frankly, then put some kind of communication out to say, we didn't initiate this. We're not asking for this. If it happened, that would be great. So if Rock Hill wants to invest in our ATC center or help offset the losses of our past budgets, then maybe Rock Hill's willing to do it. I don't think they are, but this is not the process. This is not the way you go about getting things done. Not in my world. But I'm not a good politician. That's pretty clear if you follow county council. I just have common sense and trying to do things the right way.
But you know, it seems very unreasonable that the city of Rock Hill, which has spent all their money on that land through bankruptcy, they're going to have to supply fire and police protection out there, and they're not going to receive any money at all?
Right.
$80 million?
Here's the other thing we can't overlook. You got 1,200 new jobs.
Oh, that's right.
Are those all coming from Rock Hill? No. Think about, and you got 2,000 more jobs coming behind it, and you have the hospital, and you have more employers coming in. What people don't realize is all over this county, every school district is going to be impacted by 1,200 new people coming, or potentially Clover, York, Fort Mill. They're all going to, the school district's going to be impacted. Everybody's not going to be in Rock Hill. And as this county grows, we're expected to grow 150,000 more over the next 25. We're expected to double in size over the next 25 years. Where is everybody going? And wherever they go, there is growth. There's infrastructure needs that we have to invest in. We do, the municipalities, the school district. So it's not just the impact today. It's the long-term impact on York County. How do you pay for that? And that's a whole nother conversation that we dealt with in our budget this year. We didn't deal with it well enough. But in York County, we have got to plan for the future growth of this county. Or you could have another 521. You could have another Highway 49. You could have a Cherry Road. These are all the things you want to avoid. 161 and 274, it's happening right now. So we put some money in our budget this year to do a plan out there so that we could properly see York County expand and grow. So we have lots of green space. We're preserving as much farmland as we can. Having conversations with people that own large tracts of land to encourage them. Put your property in a conservation easement. Put deed restrictions on it so when your kids get it, they can't sell it all. But if we don't start thinking long term here, and if we don't work together with all of our strategic partners, which includes our local members of the General Assembly in South Carolina and our representative in Washington, D.C., selfishly, we have got to come to the table and have a common voice. We're going to disagree because we all have our individual needs, but we need to have a common voice for what in the heck we're trying to do here in York County. Unincorporated York County, like it or not, is going to grow, whether it's by right or by vote. It's going to grow. It's going to change. If you want to have a voice in what it looks like long term, everybody that's impacting this has to come together and have this hard conversation. And we may not agree, but that has to take place, in my opinion.
Okay, Watts, thank you for being here this morning.
Appreciate
Thanks for
you
what you're doing
me.
On Council, County Council. We're going to be talking
you.
About this throughout the course of the week. This is a big deal, and we cannot let it pass. And I worry mostly not only about the loss of Okta Pharma, but what will happen in terms of the statewide perception of your
I'm
county.
I'm concerned on that as well.
I mean,
that's a whole other conversation when you talk about the impact of Act 388, where you took away you took the operational expenses and taxes away from the citizens, put it on the backs of employers. If we don't have economic development and employers coming here that have the high-paying jobs and a number of jobs, then we don't have the tax revenue to drive any of our budgets.
Okay. We're good shape? We're good shape.
You want to talk about that a little further, what I just said?
Yeah,
because I think that's
absolutely.
Critically important.
Yes, expand
you know,
on that.
It's interesting, as I sit in some councils, I mean, when you come to a county council meeting, I think some people have said, hey, I see you're on your phone or you're on your computer. You know, sometimes I am on my phone, my computer, because I'm researching something. I want to know what I don't know, right?
Yeah.
And in the moment, when a citizen says something or a council member says something, yeah, I'm researching it. By the way, I'm doing it on AI that... These data centers are helping us create the bandwidth so that we can use AI to get an answer pretty quickly. But you think about this. If York County continues to send the message that we're going to challenge these employers that are looking to come into York County with these high-paying jobs, type of jobs that we need. If Commerce decides, you know what, it's just too difficult to bring deals to York County, not just Commerce.
Oh, yeah.
Other people that work all around the world bringing employers to the United States, if they see this as a challenge, then what happens? We get bunny hopped. You know who gets the employers?
Yeah.
Lancaster County, Chester County.
Sure.
Spartanburg County. You've been to Spartanburg lately to see what's going on there?
Whew.
When I joined county council, if I'm not mistaken, we were one of the top three counties in fastest growing counties. I'm not saying we should be the fastest growing county. I think we should intentionally grow. But Spartanburg, we've moved to like 11th or 12th, and Spartanburg's in third place. You might say that's a good thing because growth is happening too quickly here. I'm not disagreeing. Unintentional growth is happening too quickly here. We should be intentional about how we're controlling the growth. But if you don't bring the employers in here to generate the tax base, where does the tax base come from? The people.
Yeah,
unless
exactly
we get creative in creating fees, passing another 1 cent sales tax, which we need to consider doing, or maybe two more pennies. There's a lot we need to be looking at long term so that we can plan out what York County looks like and who's going to pay for it.
Yep. Well said, Watts.
Thank you.
Thank you for all that you're doing on the County Council.
You're welcome.